Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of Caravan of Garbage. We did the first Mortal Kombat, and people are like, do the second Mortal Kombat. We were going to do it anyway. We're doing it.
But we pretended. Like, we were like, let us know what you want to
do. Do you want us to do it? We had to fill a week.
Yeah. I mean, we didn't want to watch this movie.
No, it's bloodless. It's weak. It's sad.
And yet...
more expensive.
Was it really?
Yes.
Wow.
We can talk about it.
Well, I was going to say, James, it's a wonder what a good night's sleep will do for you. Because I watched this, and although it's a very bad movie, I'm like, I love the New Line Cinema aesthetic.
Crap.
Yes.
I mean, before they did Lord of the Rings.
They did Lord of the Rings.
They did Dungeons and Dragons.
Well, not the good stuff there. Not the, like, you know, that it started, I guess, you know, Nightmare on Elm Street stuff.
Yeah.
You know, the original Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Everything's either set in the dark or in a desert.
Sure,
you know,
okay, yeah.
Just weird keyed in lightning bolts all the time. Yeah. You know what I mean? It all feels weirdly cramped no matter where it's set.
Very true.
The blue screen's bad.
Yeah, it really
it's
is.
It's just people knocking around in very cheap costumes. Either having an absolute ball or the worst time of their lives.
Absolutely. I'm thinking of Jeremy Irons from Dungeons and Dragons when I think about that. Yeah.
And just that middle of the road era where they're like, well, we should dress the characters up like, you know, their versions in the video game.
Because I'll leave a like. Yeah. I got to put that in.
That's right. We got to be authentic, but at the same time, like Queen Sindel, you know, the newly resurrected undead, you know, a wizardess queen from another dimension is wearing just some like purple lycra.
Yes.
She got down at the gym, you know.
That's right. And the hair's a bit tall.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
God, I enjoyed this experience, although
really?
It's bad, yeah.
This was atrocious. Like, this wasn't even for me. It wasn't even like so bad, it's good.
Well, for me, I'm not normally a so bad, it's good kind of guy, but this tipped over the line for me.
Oh, my God.
Just...
I don't like
this. There's a moment where James Remar replacing Christopher Lambert as Raiden in this, and he's had his newly shorn hair.
Oh my God.
And it's just him and like a random ninja dude. Well, not him, but just a stuntman pretending to be him. They're just trading spin kicks in the air and not connecting. And I'm like, oh, that's the stuff.
It really is.
That
isn't
is
it?
The stuff.
This is the kind of movie that, and there's very few movies like this that fall into this category, but it makes me angry that this is considered a movie, which is kind of crazy. So, you know, Paul W.S.
Imagine it as a play, though. You'd be like, this is incredible.
It would be, wouldn't it?
A pantomime.
If I turned up to this, well, there was a Mortal Kombat live stage show. I can't imagine it was dissimilar.
Reptiles behind you.
So
that weird CGI gorilla skeleton dragon guy's behind you. And then you kicked him and he went back down into his hole.
He went into a hole. So Paul W.S. Anderson, who directed the first movie, he was offered to return, but he chose to make Event Horizon instead, which is an incredible horror movie.
I thought you were going to say he chose to make an omelette instead. I can't come in. I'm making this omelette.
So he actually expressed dislike for this film and regrets that he chose not to be involved, and it's one of the reasons he remained so hands-on with the Resident Evil series.
Ah.
You know, he kept kind of dipping back into that
franchise. He lived in fear that if he stopped making a Resident Evil movie for even a moment...
somebody would make it.
They'd nab him. He'd be bundled into an unmarked van with no windows, and they'd drive him to set, and he'd be like, why about this weird... rotten stone temple. Oh, they're making me make a Mortal Kombat movie.
Speaking of stone temples.
Yes, so Stone Temple Pilots.
Yes, that's right. So it picks up right after the last movie. There's been some changes.
Some cast have been switched in it. Again, I'm loving that. I love that they didn't have somebody go, oh, this magic is changing me. I've been changed into a... They were just like, Sonya and Johnny Cage are there, but they're different actors
they're
now.
Different,
who cares?
Yeah.
Raiden's... who cares?
Also, if I recall correctly, and I don't really, because we recorded the first one, full disclosure, like quite a while back.
Yeah, when it came, when the movie came
That's
out.
That's right. Shao Kahn, like, I've come for your souls. He comes out of the whatever. Mm-hmm. And here he's just like a dude. Like he's just like a normal sized guy.
There's a moment in this where we see him in his Outworld headquarters.
Yeah.
And there's no transitional moment where he's wearing the helmet and he takes it off. It's just him, just a bald man in a throne. And I'm like, who's this guy?
That's the alien bounty hunter from the X-Files television series.
That's exactly right. Yeah. Where's your spring-loaded syringey thing, you dumbass? So, what I enjoyed about this, what I enjoyed about this a lot, is that obviously in the last one, the villain was Shang Tsung, the sorcerer, and he's finally defeated. And
he's terrific, by the way.
Yeah, yeah. Carrie.
I can't remember whether we said he was how terrific he was. I hope we did, because just terrific, especially compared to this.
That's right. But what I liked is that in at the end of that one, it's he's been defeated, but his master, this ultimate powerful overlord warlord man, just appears in the sky, and it's but all in this one they immediately undermine it because his dad's there
he's
as well.
Got a dad,
and he's also like, Dad, am I doing a good job, Dad?
And that guy's also Raiden's dad.
Yeah, that's
he's
right.
Both of their
Spoiler
dads.
Alert.
Yeah. So
that's Shinnok, I guess.
Maybe it is.
I think it's supposed to be Shinnok.
Well, then they nailed it, didn't they?
They really did.
I don't know a lot about Mortal Kombat, but I'm 100% sure that looks fucking nothing like Shinnok. So,
which makes me very convinced it is Shinnok.
Yeah, you might be right. So anyway, story-wise, the world's emerging or something. Mm-hmm. And like you said, some of our favorites are back.
Mm-hmm.
They kept two of the actors.
Yeah, Liu Kang's the same.
Yep. And Melina or Kitana is the same.
Kitana is the same, yes.
Okay, terrific. Johnny Cage looks pretty similar, by the way. He gets killed almost instantly.
I think he's more generically handsome in this.
Yeah, that's fair enough. But yeah, he's not in it enough for like that to take me out of the movie. It's also one of the movies where the acting is quite bad, but none of that like makes the movie worse. Like, it's all part of it. Like, you're doing it. You're in this. I get it.
You're here to cackle and chew some scenery.
Yeah, and you're all doing it. Like, I can't complain. So the budget on this is wild to me because there's moments in it where, like you mentioned, it's just a keyed-in lightning sky and everyone's got, like, a weird jagged line around them. Also, why are you filming people, like, up towards the sky? You're at the temple. Just film the temple. Do you know what I mean? You don't need to have the big lightning sky in the background of every karate kick that you do. But so there's moments like that, and then there's really impressive locations, and there's a moment where there's like a 100-person army marching because this movie cost $30 million, which was $10 million more than the last one, which makes me think, who was allocating the funds of this budget? Do you know what I mean? Just wildly mismanaged.
Well, at this point, I think maybe Mortal Kombat 3 had come out, so this was like, it was hot stuff.
It ties into that,
maybe
doesn't it?
Most of the money went to the licensing.
Yeah, you might be right. Yeah, that's entirely possible. This story also...
And the weird resprayed hockey, like, armor that the robot ninjas wear.
Oh, yeah. Good stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the team splits up, all your favorites. They split up and they have little boring adventures.
Yeah.
And I would say this, I think there's actually some very competent martial arts and stunt work in this.
This one's better, I think.
Yeah, yeah, weird, right? So there's a quarry mud fight, which, by the way, mud fight with the two women. We see what you're doing. We know what you're up to. But there's some really like good falls and kicks in that in that moment. I'm not going to take it away from anybody involved in this. And I'll say this, a lot of the characters they included, some big swings here. And some of them they've sort of pulled off. Scorpion's back, except he's got two harpoons, but they come from the same hand.
James, didn't he get his head sliced in half in the first one?
There's probably a second Scorpion.
Almost certainly.
Or he gets
Scorpion.
Out of hell.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Whatever he's up to.
I just think there should have been a line. I super glued my skull back on. Now I'm fine.
Gorilla glued my skull back together. So Jax is back, but it's different Jax, and he doesn't have prosthetic arms. He's just got rubber arms that he's stuck over his regular arms.
Yeah, he's got arm sheaths.
Also, he's clearly like he's undergone some like horrific procedure that he's just waking up from, and then he just can kind of like just pull them off like they're a pair of sleeves. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, that wasn't the procedure. He had a prosthetic exam.
Okay, well then why is he lying on his back?
He just wanted a little rest afterwards.
Okay, fair enough. Takes it out of here. That was originally actually supposed to be Michael Jai White.
Ah, from Spawn and better movies.
Yeah, well, he went on to make Spawn. And he actually ends up playing Jax in something, which we will talk about towards
that's
the
right,
end.
Yeah.
So there's an attempt at Nightwolf, Mortaro, and Shiva.
What I love. So obviously in the previous one we had Goro.
Yep.
An amazing technological feat at the time.
Definitely.
Still looked real janky.
Yeah.
But in this one we have the succeeding sort of outworld mutant warlord characters. We had Shiva, who's like Girl Goro with the forearms, and we had Motaro, who's like a centaur guy.
Yeah.
But just looked like a guy who would chew your ear off about real estate at a party. Yeah, he's got that vibe.
Yeah, he definitely did. He looks
he's done
like,
a lot of cocaine.
Yeah. I was going to say, yeah. And to be fair, like what they're doing with the Shiva with the comped in arms, not always terrible, but also clearly there wasn't enough budget allocated to it because she meets her end by running into a room and then a cage like immediately falls on her. Yeah. We get various Barakas.
I enjoyed very much the one that fights...
Liu Kang?
Is it?
Who knows?
Yeah, the one that fights Liu Kang is just a guy in just the worst rubber Baraka mask, like a Halloween mask, and just like a baseball shirt.
Yeah, he is, isn't
Maybe
it?
It was Baraka mask night at the baseball, and he it got a free mask, you know?
Here's something. I could do this Photoshop. Baraka Obama. I did Al Goro once on my Instagram, so... Maybe I'll knock that up.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
One for every president. Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah.
If you've got any suggestions, I'll do them all.
That's right.
Just leave them below. Yeah, James Remar's Raiden, he gets a haircut. He gives up his powers to turn up in a vest and be like, I'm here now. I'm just one of you guys. Why did you do that? Why did you do that, Raiden?
You could have used your lightning powers.
You could have used all your lightning powers.
I liked how right at the start of the movie, all the heroes have to go on the run.
Yeah.
And then Raiden's like, okay, all we have to do is reunite Sindel with Kitana. And that will end all this.
Yeah.
Well, if you knew that, could have done it 2 seconds ago.
Absolutely.
Did you only think about it now, Raiden?
I only thought about it now, if I'm honest. Yeah.
Well, do you currently have the powers of a God of Thunder?
I don't have any of that. I gave him up.
Yeah.
To wear this vest. And it's weird how he has like a complete kind of change of attitude when he comes back. He's like, the elder gods are important. There's a prophecy and whatever. The rules of Mortal Kombat have been broken. And he comes back and he's like, chill out, guys. I'm here. I'm just like you.
Hang loose.
Hang loose, man.
I think at one point they're like, do you want to do some takes where you do? Because remember in the previous one, Christopher Lambert, his Raiden is kind of like, kind of a bit silly.
He's got a bit of loosey-goosiness
to him.
And
I think
they
maybe were like, hey, try James Remar, try a few takes.
Mm.
Where you're a bit loosey-goosey as well, but maybe they didn't work out so well, so they just...
Exactly.
So it's a bit of a mixed bag. Also, he later becomes Black Lightning's best friend in the TV series Black Lightning.
Oh, there you go.
So he's got, because he had form with lightning.
That makes sense.
Yeah. They checked his resume and they're like, do you have an experience with lightning? And he's like,
do I ever? The sparks were bloody flying when I was in Sex and the City, I'll tell you that much, mate. I dated Samantha in that series.
That's right.
So a big point of this movie is, if you could call it that, animalities. There was a moment in this movie where Liu Kang there's an animality fight.
Mm-hmm.
And I just remember watching it and just feeling embarrassment. And I don't know whether it was like...
When you saw it originally or do you
no,
mean
no,
recently?
No, I'd never seen this. Uh-huh. So watching this now...
Was anyone in the room with you?
Well, that's
you?
The thing. I think it was like if my wife walked in, I'd have to be like, oh, no, this is... Like, this is my this is my job, right? Like, she knows that. But, like, I think she'd still be like...
No, she would be like, up until this point, I thought it was your job. But now I'm having my doubts. I'm leaving.
But that, like, those animalities and just everything in this just speaks to, like, how bloodless and weak this movie is. Just an absolute just bottom barrel piece of shit. And it culminates in a final battle where some of the Mortal Kombat elders turn up and they're like, you've broken all the rules of Mortal Kombat. I declare Mortal Kombat. And it's like, what? I thought there were rules. I thought they were being punished for trying to start a Mortal Kombat. So anybody can just get a Mortal Kombat going?
The punishment is Mortal Kombat.
It's like a Mexican wave where
enough
people get involved.
Yeah. You've been defeated in Mortal Kombat and now you've been sentenced to Mortal Kombat. Oh, man. Never should have agreed to Mortal Kombat. Now it's Mortal Kombat every day of the week. Sick of this, actually.
I like it, the Adele. The consequences are Shao Kahn turns into like an insect comes out of him, which is a thing in this. Mm-hmm. A few people have insects fly out of him. And Raiden's dad just like kind of folds into a box.
Yep, he sure does.
I don't know what's going on there. And Raiden's killed, but then he's back and they're like, do you want to be a weird spirit? We've got water, we've got fire. I guess you can just be dirt. I don't know what the elements of the outworld or the netherworld, I don't know what they're supposed to be or what they control.
And everyone went, hooray, Raiden's back. I mean, Johnny Cage is still dead.
Well,
he's over there on the ground there.
Well, speaking of, I want to talk about that. But before we do that, do you mind if we do Mortal Trivia? I feel like I might tear that out because it's pretty embarrassing.
I do mind. So I'm not going to do it. So what you did then has been wasted. Okay. How embarrassing for you, and what a waste.
Oh, no, my wife's walked in as well. It's no, part of my job, I swear.
No, let's do it. Let's do mortal trivia.
Okay.
So triviality.
That's good.
Thank you.
You always think of better things. Like, I write down a thing and then you come in and just fucking off the cuff think of a better thing. Just, it's embarrassing.
You're editing all of this out, aren't you?
So, Mortal Kombat co-creator Ed Boon, he hated this film. Huh. Also, I think he plays Scorpion in this or something, maybe.
So he hated it, but he was in it. Yeah, interesting. Yeah, okay,
they probably gave him money.
He's probably one of those guys who's got a clause in his contract where he can just, any adaptation of his work, he can storm the set and just take over anyone's role he
just
wants.
Just push someone down.
Yeah.
No, I'm Sonya now.
Yeah, that's right. Kick! Look at my kicks.
Also, this is Ray Park's first film role.
Oh, as later become Darth Maul.
Yeah, that's right. And you probably saw him quite clearly because he's Raiden's stunt double. So yep. You saw him, you probably figured that out because we see his face quite clearly in this movie. Also, if you add up all the back flips, front flips, and side flips, together there are 54 of them all up. I thought maybe Ben could put together a montage.
Nice.
No way, he's shaking his head. He doesn't.
Could it be to a song from the movie 54, like some sort of disco jam?
We get stuck with the copyright issue, so,
or maybe just a MIDI version of something.
No, Ben's shaking his head; he's not doing it. I can't.
How about 54 flips to total silence?
What do you think, Ben?
at the time of recording, we don't know.
We don't know. Do you want to hear about Mortal Kombat 3 though?
Oh, so this is a Mortal Kombat 3 that never happened.
It never happened. That's right. Yeah. So it was going to...
Or are you springing a third movie on me for next week?
Oh my God, I hope not. So Mortal Kombat Devastation, it was going to be called. Oh. It was delayed indefinitely.
In Australia, they would have called it Mortal Kombat Devo.
That's right. I'm Devo, mate. So yeah, the third movie was delayed indefinitely until it never came out.
So cancelled.
Yes, that's right. So Christopher Lambert
was
going to return along with Lyndon Ashby, who played the original Johnny Cage.
That's right, yeah.
Johnny Cage was going to be resurrected to help the heroes against Quan Chi and a resurrected Shang Tsung.
Oh.
That's right. Production was halted when Hurricane Katrina destroyed most of the sets, and the film ultimately never happened. I feel like that happens in a lot of movies, though, where they go, a set was destroyed, but we did it anyway. We pushed through. It's never like, and then we never made it. You know, I feel like it was diminishing returns at this point.
Yeah, yeah.
But there were some follow-ups to this, or some additional media, which ended up happening.
I know for a fact that Karihiro Yuki Tagawa was one of the Shang Tsung, like, additional character models in Mortal Kombat 11.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
And we may have talked about that last week.
Probably
I can't remember
because
we recorded that a million years ago. Well, either this is staying in or that's staying in. One of them's staying in, yeah. So, yeah, I don't know if you remember this because I don't know if it ever aired in Australia, but there was a prequel series of sorts. It was also a prequel to the games called Mortal Kombat Conquest.
Yeah.
From 1998.
Now, is this the web series?
No, that's a different thing. Yeah, so this was a one-season prequel series starring the original Kung Lao, and people hate it.
That's a shame.
Yeah, it was probably bad, though. Yeah. Then in 2011, after multiple attempts to revive this series, there was Mortal Kombat Legacy, the web series, which started as kind of like a proof of concept kind of thing and then branched off into its own kind of series of vignettes.
So the original concept video, I think, was more... it was meant to be more of a realistic take on Mortal Kombat. There wasn't a lot of magic. Your Baraka was, I think, an insane surgeon who'd grafted swords to his arms or something like that.
Cool.
And it was meant to be no magic.
No more. Guff.
Just real gritty stuff. But then I think the series itself became a bit more magical.
Yeah, which, you know, yeah.
Yeah.
They did the right thing.
I think so too.
And then, of course, there are a few other attempts until, you know, they're leading up to the 2021 movie.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so there we go. There's some Mortal Kombat movies that we've talked about. Some people call these the pinnacle of video game movies. Well, the first one at least. I say bad. The second one makes the first one worse. It's a Highlander 2 situation.
Yeah, it is.
Christopher Lambert again, Mason.
That's right. He's done it again.
He's done it again somehow. Yeah, I'm glad you had a good time with it, though.
Me too.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I would have had a bad time and I'd be sad today.
That's right, you would, yeah. But, you know, sometimes people want to see these early. They're like, oh my God, well, I'd love to see this early. You can, actually, if you go to bigsandwich.co and you sign up.
I just want to see James Remar's stunt double do spin kicks.
You mean Ray Park?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can. I mean, that elsewhere.
Yeah.
But yeah, we also have bonus podcasts. We do movie commentaries. There's an ad-free feed of our show, The Weekly Planet.
That's right.
Which only comes out Monday, but it comes out Sunday then. And speaking of this upcoming episode, guess what we're talking about, Mason?
I'll give you reform.
No, I'll give you a clue.
Yep.
Think Mortal Kombat 2021, the movie. Think about that.
Tax reform as it relates to the movie Mortal Kombat 2021.
Yes, exactly.
That's what I thought. Yeah.
And where all the goddamn money went from this fucking movie. Where did it go, Mason? Because it certainly didn't go into the special effects in the sky.
I reckon it went into Ed Boon's pockets.
Yeah, you're probably right. Hey, good on him.
Yeah, he made an enduring franchise.
That's right.
He's got half a character named after him.
Also, here's a hint towards what we're doing next week. Here we go. Get ready for this. I don't know.
Whoa.
Serious already?
Whoa.
Pretty good stuff.
Yeah.
Anyways, thanks for watching this. I'm at Mr. Sunday Movies on Twitter.
I'm at Wikipedia Brown on Twitter.
Leave a suggestion for a thing we will want to look at, and I will look at it. I'll get to it, all right?
Nice.
I'll put it on my list. I'll get to it.
You'll do it.
Yeah. Give me something my wife would be embarrassed. I would be embarrassed if my wife walks in.
Imagine something your wife would be embarrassed by, you liking it.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. Okay, goodbye.
Grab it a gem, you guys. We'll see you next week.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.